Grand rising, kings, queens, gods, goddesses, emperors, empresses, high priestess, whatever you identify as. It is your girl, Moa Shea. This is my platform, What I'm Thinking. Today, I'm going to come and show a little transparency with you all. Just the maybe one or two things that I've noticed that I've been doing. Hopefully, by me mentioning these things, that might help you out just a little bit with something that's going on with your life. One of the things I want to talk about is how I really do not have patience with myself at all. I'm very, very, very hard on myself, and I feel like that I shouldn't be. And part of the problem is that I turned 30 in September. I turned 30 September the 19th, and I felt like by the age of 30 that I was supposed to have absolutely every single thing together. I was supposed to be married, have children. I was supposed to have a huge house with a white picket fence. I was supposed to have my dream car, have my dream job, the whole nine yards, right? Because that's what we expect. We expect by a certain age, everything is supposed to be going a certain way. And when it doesn't, it's literally like our life falls apart, because I feel like we set realistic expectations for ourselves, but I don't feel like we set them just for ourselves. We set it in a way of where other people would be proud of us, or at least that was for my part. I don't know about anybody else, but I know that's what it was for me. I really wanted people to look at me and see me as being successful. But then I realized, why in the fuck do I care what other people think about me? Sometimes we're really hard on ourselves because we want other people to see us in a certain light. And that's not honestly being fair to yourself. So with that being said, please be patient with yourself when you have not reached a certain goal that you feel like you should have reached by a certain age or by a certain time. It don't be so hard on yourself. Please don't. That's for me. That's for anybody else that needs to hear this. Please, please, please be very patient with yourself and be patient with time. Part of my problem is when I want something to happen, I want it to happen right now. I want it to happen today. I want it to happen 2 seconds after I hadn't thought about it. Like, I'm going to use an example. I wanted to start a business. And for a lot of people that want to start a business, you want that business to pop off as soon as it starts. I never got started with that business. I never got started with that business. Do you want to know why? Because I started looking at other people that were doing the same thing that I was doing. And I really was, first of all, I'm shy. Like, it really does not matter how I sound on this podcast, how you see me out in public. I am very shy. So, I saw everybody else doing what they're doing. And I was like, I can't do it as well as they do. And I'll be honest with you, that's one of the main reasons why I haven't done too many podcasts, because I literally was like, these people are not going to listen to what I'm talking about. These people do not care what's going on with my life. And I wasn't realizing that maybe something that I say could actually help somebody else. There's probably going to be one key thing that I'm gonna say that someone is going to hear that's either going to give them a great start of their day or add a little pep in their step, or it's gonna be a gem that's going to help them be the person that they need to be. And I want you to be patient with yourself. But also, I'm practicing being patient with me, because everything that we are supposed to have, we're going to have. That car that you want, you're going to have that car. The house that you want, you're going to have that. You're supposed to start a business. You're going to be able to have that business. The money that you have, you're supposed to have. But part of the issue is we get so wrapped up in having materialistic things that we forget about actually working on ourselves on the inside. A lot of the times we don't get what we feel we're supposed to have is because we're honestly not ready for it. Hold on to that right there. We don't get what we're supposed to have because honestly, we're not ready for it. And the reason why I say that is there are a lot of things in life that we need to heal ourselves from. There are a lot of things that we are very fearful about in life that we need to be very confident about. You have to figure out why you do certain things. Because I'll start something and I won't finish it. And I'm pretty sure there's a lot of other people that are out there that will start something and not finish it. Or multitasking. I will try to do everything at once. I will start like a million things before I even finish that first thing. Now, everything gets done when it gets done. But it's the fact of have patience with yourself. You can do multiple things because we are all capable of doing what we want to do. It's just the fact of have confidence in what you're doing. Be very sure of what you're doing. Get all the information that you need about what you want to do. First and foremost, be very prepared. But be easy on yourself. Be very easy, be very patient with yourself, because there's no time frame to get anything done. And that's something that we all do. We always put a time frame on something. Some things do need a time frame, but don't put too much pressure on yourself if you do not do those things when you feel that it's time. And another thing is that don't rush God neither. If you ask God for something, don't rush God for something. The energy of God and the things that God does, they come when they're supposed to come. There's a thing called divine timing. And that's something that we all, we miss that pitch of divine timing. We know those two words and we hear them and we can comprehend that divine timing is the thing. But it's like, I want this right now. I really want this right now. Instead of looking at what we have and appreciating the things that we honestly have, and we stop being patient with ourselves when we don't have those things, and we just really get the ball rolling when we start worrying about a lot of things. And that's something that I've been thinking about lately too. We start to worry about the things that we don't have. I don't have this, and I don't have that, and I don't have this, and I don't have that. But what about what you do have? Let's hold on to that. What about what you do have? I understand that you don't have those things in the way that you want to have them, but you have them. And I'll say this, because I'm going to put it this way. I live with my mother. Me and my mother live with each other. I am here with my mother to make sure that my mother is okay, because we recently lost our father in August. So I absolutely wanted to make sure at least for a year that my mother was okay. And the year before that, I moved back in with my mother and father because my dad got sick. And that year he passed, I wanted to be with him so I could help my mom care for my father. And I know a lot of us as adults, the last thing that we want to do is go back home to our parents. A lot of us don't. And there a lot of, oh my goodness, you live with your parents. Yes, I do live with my parents. I live with my mother right now because she needs that and I need that. Something happened in my life to where I had to come back home. A lot happened. I lost a child and I felt like I had nowhere else to go because I didn't have the support that I absolutely needed. So I had to go back home. But it's temporary. And I really was hard on myself because it's like I'm 30 years old and I'm living with the both of my parents. But I wasn't looking at the fact that at least I had somewhere when I fell to go. I didn't have patience with myself. I fussed at myself. I screamed at myself. I was angry with myself because I felt like I honestly was failing. I felt like I failed what I told God I was going to do. I felt like I failed at all of those things that I had prayed to God for. All of those manifestations that I had, I was so angry. I was so upset. I was so mad. But I never stopped for a moment to think about, you're still alive. You still got clothes on your back. You still got food that's in the house. You still got lights that you can go to and you can turn on. You can still breathe. You got still got both of your feet on the ground. You still have both of your arms. You have eyes that can see. You can hear. You can talk. You still have a purpose. I understand that a lot of the times we don't know whether we're going or we're coming, but stop in that midst of the moment and please have patience with yourself and figure out where you're gonna go. Don't be stressed about where you're gonna go. Don't worry about where you're gonna go. Be positive about you trying to figure it out. Stop getting so comfortable in a stressing state. Stop getting so comfortable in a state of where you're worrying. You're worrying about all of the things that you don't have, about all of the things that you want. Stop worrying about that. Because it's provided. You were not created to be here on this earth to stress and to worry. That is not one of the lessons that you were supposed to learn. That's something that I personally had to learn. That's something that I had to grow in. I had to grow out of worrying all the time. Before the spiritual journey that I started on, y'all, I worried so much. I worried so much. I was in so much fear and I was afraid of absolutely everything. We are taught to worry. We are taught to stress. That's not what we were made for. We were planted right here to have patience. But we get so aggressive with ourselves all the time. And I say we because me too. I am not perfect. I am still a work of art. I am a painting that is still being painted on the canvas. I am not done. But within this journey that I'm on, whatever I am figuring out, and I could help somebody else figure it out, that is what I feel like I am here for. I feel like that is what my purpose is. When I am better, everybody else can be better. Y'all can do the same thing. You might not be here to help people, but you have a purpose. Find out and be patient with yourself and find your purpose and figure out what way you can help others. Don't be so hard on yourself. Please don't be hard on yourself, because those moments when I was so hard on myself, y'all, I was miserable. I was miserable. When you don't have patience with yourself, when you do not have patience with yourself, you find so many things that are wrong. And there's nothing wrong. You start creating scenarios that are not even there. You start stressing about things that's not your job to stress about. You're not supposed to stress about none of those things. You are supposed to be at peace. At peace. You are supposed to create your own peace. One of the things that I absolutely love right now about the spiritual journey that I'm going through, while I'm rebuilding myself, while I'm finding myself and who I am, while I'm having patience with myself, is I find my own peace. I find peace within the chaos. When things go wrong, I might complain about it. And complaining is one of them things that we're technically not supposed to do, but sometimes, as a human being living within this world and what's going on, you have to vent. And that's another thing. Vent. Don't hold nothing in. Living in this world, you have to vent, and there's nothing wrong with you venting. There's nothing wrong with complaining. The issue is continuing to complain. The issue is something negative happened and you laying in it and you waddling in it. It should not take you 2 or 3 days to process anything. If it does, figure out in you why it's taking you that long to process that. Figure out why that negativity is sitting within your flesh and your spirit that long. All of the answers are here for us. We have all of the answers, and the answer is having patience and creating peace. You cannot grow in a chaotic environment, but you also have to find your peace in that environment. My room is the most peaceful area in this house. The most peaceful area in this house. And I'm explaining to you why. It's because, one, nobody comes in this room but me. Nobody. Number two, there is no arguing, no fighting, no fussing, no cussing, no nothing in this room at all. Number three, that door is always closed because my energy is in this room. The positive energy that I plant in this room is mine. It's mine. And the only people that I welcome in this room are people that are positive. If my door ever opens and chaos is trying to come in, we're not having that conversation in here. We're not going to do that. And if I talk on the phone and I have a conversation like that, I have to reset my room. I have to play some music in here. I have to sing. I have to hum. I'll meditate. Whatever it is, negativity does not sit right here, because this room is my canvas. Find you a safe place. Create a patient area for you to be able to think, for you to be able to thrive. Find an area where there is peace. You shall not be shaken or turned over by nothing in an area where you have peace. The essence of peace. The essence of patience. It's something that's very precise. It's something that you really have to stick to. It's something that you, it doesn't have to be forced at all. And if you have a hard time getting back to peace, figure out what's going on. Peace should be very easy. It should be very soothing, and so should patience. You sometimes create your own obstacles in your life by the decisions that you make. And the reason why you make a lot of those decisions and create those obstacles is because you are not patient with yourself. Just because it's something that you want, it doesn't mean that you gotta have it right now. I have so many hopes. I have so many dreams. I have so many manifestations. But I know that if I don't work on myself, I will not be able to accept that blessing when it comes. I have dropped the ball plenty of times. But I had to sit down and I had to figure out, why was I dropping that ball? What was I doing at that time? Where was my focus? When I had those things, what made that thing slip through the crack? Don't let your job worry you. Jobs are temporary. I'll say that again for somebody that need to hear it. Jobs are temporary. You applied for that job because it's something that you needed. And that person that gave you the job needed you. But you don't have to stay at that job. There are so many things in life, so many opportunities that you could go out here and take. But it's the fact that you get comfortable in one area and you stick with it. And it's the same thing with situations in life. We get comfortable in certain situations. We get comfortable doing certain things. We create a routine that we get regular with. Figure out why you've gotten regular with that routine. I have gotten comfortable with enjoying life. How I had to get to that point was because I do the bare minimum of work now. When I say the bare minimum of work, I'm not working two or three jobs now because I didn't have any peace during that time. I didn't have any patience during that time. And with that being, have patience with yourself when it comes to everything that you do, finding a job, finding a new home. Don't rush and get into situations where you're gonna have to look back and be, why did I do that? Why did I do that? Why was I in such a hurry to do that? Because I didn't have patience with myself. Have patience with yourself. Have patience in whatever situation that you are in. Because I promise you, if you just slow down and you live in the moment and you enjoy what you have right now, more is to come. Your blessings are coming. The access will be granted because that's what you are here for. You are here to prosper. You are here to be great. You were born into riches that you didn't even realize that you had because you're worrying about what you don't have. I appreciate you all for letting me be very vulnerable and transparent with you all. The battle is not over with me on this journey. But it's the work that I'm willing to put in that makes it mean so much more. And the same thing goes for you. Please put in that work with yourself. Find ways to make yourself better. Do not spend most of your time beating up on yourself. Create a loving space for you. Be positive. Be thankful. Be grateful. Always show gratitude for the things that you have. And more is to come. I am speaking from experience when I say that to y'all. I'm not just saying that just to say it. I have been in situations that, if I explain them to y'all, you will literally be like, how does she keep going every day? How did you make it out of that? And I've had people say that to me before. I've literally had people look at me and tell me, I don't see how you keep going every single day. And it's because I got patience. It's because I've created my own peace. It's because I've created a foundation for myself that nobody can shake or rattle. And if they pick up my foundation and they try to throw it away, I'll create another one. To be strong means that at one point in time you were weak before. And being weak is not a failure. Have the strength to always rebuild when something has fallen apart. I love y'all so much. I really do. I love y'all from the equator of my heart. Y'all have a great day.